Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, there's a dozen ways you can get the show. Now, I prefer you get them from the local radio station. And if you can't get a local radio station to carry the show, give Uncle Joe a call. You know what I'm saying? No, not that Uncle Joe, not Biden. Anyway, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But send me an email. Let me know what the station is, and we will reach out to that station. I promise you. And you know, there's just listening on your smartphone is fine and all of that, but rather be able to listen through a local station. I think that just means so much more. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Sign up for the email blast. You can do that by heading up to the website realside.com, or if you want to listen on your phone, we have an app. You can find it at the Apple Store and the Android Store. If you want to be notified by text message, a text alert that we're coming online, then simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. We'll go through some more of the president's bans and what he's going to do to help keep the coronavirus in check here in this country. And again, do you realize that the regular flu, the regular cold, what have you, can actually travel the same way? Right? And I'm not trying to belittle the coronavirus, please. Don't start writing me emails or writing stuff that says, you know, Messina doesn't believe in the coronavirus. Yes, I do. It does exist. I got it. Our bodies haven't built up a natural immune to that yet. And it's not the president's fault. I mean, should we go through a list of all of the viruses that have hit, that have gone wild while presidents have been in office? Should we blame all of them? But here's a happy time today. The U.S. Supreme Court, they delivered a win to President Trump again. They're allowing his administration to enforce the Remain in Mexico asylum policy. Now, you guys remember this. It's been going back and forth like on a ping pong table. And, you know, Justice Roberts had it together. Chief Justice Roberts had it together a couple of weeks back when he said, look, the lower courts need to stop doing this where they put these injunctions in place for the whole country. They don't have a right to do it. The circuit courts are in those areas, or these federal judges in those areas, they don't have a right to put it in place for the whole country. And I think that they're causing themselves their own problems. So the Supreme Court said, hey, look, President Trump, he's got a right to do this. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals had said a week earlier that it would block the policy in Arizona and California, the two border states where its authority extends. The Trump administration then turned to the Supreme Court for help, which is what they're supposed to do. They follow the law, which makes the Dems crazy. The application for a stay presented to Justice Kagan and by her referred to the court is granted in the District Court of Appeals April 8, 2019. The order granting a preliminary injunction is stayed pending a timely filing and disposition. A petition for writ. I don't understand any of this stuff, but I want you to hear what they're doing. The Supreme Court said in the order, which noted that Justice Sotomayor, she opposed the Trump administration. They got to stop the comment there. She opposed the Trump administration, period. She didn't like the stay of execution. The high court action came a day after the lower court order was to have taken effect. Instead, the Remain in Mexico policy now will remain a force while a lawsuit challenging it plays out in the court. It's got to go all the way through. Now, the Justice Department responded by saying the High Court's order restores the government's ability to manage the border. It's the president's job to manage the border, not each individual state. Okay? You know, again, it's his job, it's his right to protect us. And just because you on the left, you Democrats, you say, oh, no, it's not a problem, doesn't mean it's not a problem. So again, they hate this guy so much, it doesn't matter what he does, they're going to try to get in his way. Wait, with all the restrictions, CNN's already going out of its mind. I'll read some of those comments later on. So they want the president to do everything he can do to protect us from the coronavirus, except doing what he wants to do to protect us from the coronavirus. So I think he's taking the right tack. I really do. Totally ignore them. Really that simple. Court of Appeals unequivocally declared that the policy of the president forcing the immigrants, the what would have been illegal immigrants, to stay in Mexico until they get clearance to come over the border was illegal. But the Supreme Court, you know, asked a whole different question, went in a whole different direction. Now, the American Civil Liberties Union lawyer, Judy Rabinowitz, she wants to know why the Supreme Court didn't follow the Ninth Circuit Court. And Judy, I think it goes, you know, I think the Supreme Court's a little higher. You know what I'm saying? Probably a little smarter than them as a whole. They really are. I mean, you're seeing so many of these judgments. You're seeing so many of these rulings. So many of these opinions that have to do with political issues. You cannot consistently have a 5-4 ruling on a court where you have 5 conservatives, 4 liberals, and tell me it's not political. Whatever you're smoking is, you know, getting in your way. The administration had argued that thousands of immigrants would rush the border if the High Court didn't step in. Supreme Court's order noted that the stay only applies while the administration files a petition for the Supreme Court to review the Ninth Circuit Court decision. Should the court decline, the stay will be lifted. The policy will go back to being blocked. Should the court decide to hear the case, the stay will remain in effect until the court hands down a decision. There's about 60,000 people waiting for asylum. Now, they've been returned to Mexico to wait for the cases to be heard. See, I don't understand this. I'll tell you what I would do. I would hire as many judges. I would put as many judges or whatever is required at the border level and do these cases as they come up. What do you think? Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Think we are. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. That was a pleasure. Oh, God bless America. All right. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. All right. So, you know, I live in whack world, right? You know that. California. And this place, it just consistently, just when you think, okay, they can't top that. You know what they do? They top that. It's great. And you can't do anything but laugh about it. Because if you do anything else, right, you're just going to cry. And cry and cry and cry and cry. So first I'll start with the California bill. That was that nobody's going to believe this, that would make it illegal for children's stores to display children's clothes by gender. That's right. Let's confuse the little tykes even more. Bad enough they don't know what colors go together. Now they have to decide what they are when they don't even know what that means. California Democratic Assemblyman Evan Law, or Low, I'm sorry, Law nothing. He said he drafted a bill at the behest of an 8-year-old girl. Well, that's, you know, that is the thing to do. When you have millions of kids in school, take one, single that one out, and because he or she wants something, that's the way it should be. California lawmakers are considering a bill that would make it illegal for stores to separate children's clothes and toys according to gender. Now, Assembly Bill 2826, because, you know, these guys got nothing else to do to fix this state. This is it. Sponsored by Democrat Assemblyman Evan Low, would abolish girls' aisles and boys' aisles at all retail department stores that employ at least 500 workers. The stores would be required to display children's products at a gender-neutral location. You know what's really funny about the bodies are built differently. The feet, a little different. Everything is a tad different. I don't know if they noticed that. I mean, seriously. Regardless of whether a particular item has traditionally been marked for either girls or boys, and it would be, and failure to comply with the new law would result in a fine of up to $1,000. Unjustified differences in similar products that are traditionally marked either girls or boys can be more easily identified by a consumer if similar items are displayed closer to one another. Right? They should be on. So now these guys know all about retail. I've never seen a bunch of lunatics so full of themselves that they think they know so much about everything. They must have gone to the Obama School of Legislation. Separating items according to gender also incorrectly implies that their use by one gender is inappropriate. No, it doesn't. Not unless you've been smoking too much. But they are cut differently. They are made differently. Separating kids' products pigeonholes children. Really? How? No child should feel stigmatized for wearing a dinosaur shirt or playing with a Barbie doll. Don't know any kids that are. Maybe the Barbie doll, right? Little boy playing with a Barbie doll might feel a little weird. Might want to get him a G.I. Joe. That might make him feel better. I don't know. Why don't you let them figure it out? You ever notice that when little boys or little girls are playing with little dolls? Come on. We all know, right? What's the little girl do? She's brushing the hair. She's making sure the clothes match. She's making sure the little doll's taken care of. What's the little boy do? He rips the head off. Swaps it with another doll. Rips the hands off. Sees if they fit down the feet. There is a difference. Lowe claimed he drafted the bill at the behest of a young daughter. A young daughter of one of his staff members. According to his office, the child said that she thought it would be illegal for should be illegal for stores to have separate boys and girls sections. And we all know we should jump to it when an 8-year-old decides that they know what's right. I was inspired to introduce the bill after the 8-year-old, Britton, asked, well, why should a store tell me what a girl's shirt or toy is? Well, you don't have to shop there, Britton. And when did you have enough money to shop there? Her bill will help children express themselves freely and without bias. No, they won't. What do you think? Just because you buy the shirt in a gender-neutral rack when he or she goes to school or somewhere else, they're not going to be made fun of in some cases. Not that that's okay. As a mom of two toddlers, I have a boy and a girl. Having it centralized where I don't have to run around the store is a great idea. Oh my God, how lazy can we be? Sorry. I had 4 kids. Didn't bother me to go from one section to another. Wasn't a big deal. Others disagree, arguing that there was no reason for the government to force department stores. They're right. Get out of the way. You people are lunatics. Really? There are so many other things you can take care of, you can be dealing with. I want my daughter to dress like a girl. I want my boys to dress like boys. I want these sections separated. But that mother will be totally disregarded. But remember,
Mr. Lowe is probably following, well, I don't know, it's Mr. or Mrs. Lowe, I don't even know. Anyway, following Elizabeth Warren's line, right? Because remember, she said that she was elected, she would allow an unelected young trans person to approve her Secretary of Education. I'm sure that got her a bunch of votes from eight-year-olds across the country. I'm telling you, think about this stuff. It's lunacy. And they want us to trust them. And it's lunacy. It never finishes. I mean, I don't think there's a boundary for these people. Seriously. Gavin Newsom just tried to pass a few bills. Newsom said that he now has a 20-plus billion-dollar surplus. $21.5 billion, to be exact. Right? So he's going to allow longer parental leave for government workers, expand pre-K, right? Give health care to more people. Then why did he steal $5 billion from the transit fund that was supposed to go, transportation fund, that was supposed to go to fix the highways and byways in California that he's not fixing? Because he had to use that money to pay the legal fees to help illegals stay in this country legally. He's using that same money to go ahead and allow abortions to be paid for at colleges for legals and illegals. And he's pushed all these non-funded mandates. Now, in case you don't know what a non-funded mandate is, it's when the government, in this case, the state of California, has said to school districts, you have to provide health care services for these kids. You can't say no, and you can't charge the state for it. And they used to pay for it. So you want to know what his surplus was built on? The backs of the districts and the counties. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has live-streamed a video message from the White House. He assured Americans they're doing everything they can to stop the spread of the coronavirus.
Testing capabilities are expanding rapidly. Day by day, we are moving very quickly. The vast majority of Americans, the risk is very, very low. Young and healthy people can expect to recover fully and quickly if they should get the virus. The highest risk is for elderly population with underlying health conditions. The elderly population must be very, very careful. In particular, we are strongly advising that nursing homes for the elderly suspend all medically unnecessary visits. In general, older Americans should also avoid non-essential travel in crowded areas.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. And texting and tweeting and truly being, you know, part of the conversation, being part of the solution, if you would. You know, we have seen in country after country, I know, you know, this is like smorgasbord hour. We are all over the place. But we have seen in country after country after country, places where abortion has been approved or made legal, I should say, you know, that there's no, they want no limits. It doesn't matter. And these are the same people that scream at us on a regular basis about science, you know, about, you know, we don't believe, you know, us old white guys don't believe in science and this and this. It's just crazy. But yet they don't. They show they don't believe in it. These are the same people who talk about how violent the right is, but when you go really look at what's going on in society, when you look at the protests, who's doing the most amount of damage? It's the left. It's the left that is smashing windows. It's the left that is setting police cars on fire, not the right. And somebody will send me a link to a story, send me a link to something that shows you the right has, I don't know, tore up a car somewhere. They'll send me one. I'll send you 40 links. I'll show you really what's going on. So in life news on Twitter, here, take a, you know, they put up a video of a bunch of Mexican women, you know, and they're all women, and they're in Mexico, so I'm going to take it for granted that 99.8% of them are probably Mexican, trying to, defacing a church and trying to break into the church while services are going on. The people in the church had to put pews in front of the doors to keep them from coming in. All of a sudden, this is okay. The righteous left thinks now it's okay to deface the church because we won't. We'll push back. We'll call you out for killing babies. What do you think about that? They're good with that. The video is showing the people in the church horrified. They got the pews, they're pushing them against the doors. You can hear the yelling. And these are all the women outside the church. Okay, screaming. And you know what they want? They want a right to abort anytime, anywhere, without responsibility. This is, again, like I said, this is out of control now. We have absolutely zero respect for life. It's all about a woman's right to choose. It's all about a woman's right to play God. They're smashing windows at a Catholic church. They got kids huddled up in the corner. Well, those kids didn't get aborted, so they deserve what they get, I guess. Come on, let this sink in. And I do this all the time, but you don't do it, so apparently you're either extremely afraid or it doesn't mean anything to you. Right? But seriously, I would love somebody on the left. I would love a sane Democrat to call me and tell me how this makes sense. On what planet this would make sense on? How much do you have to smoke to have this make sense? When you say that you want abortion on demand for any reason, anywhere, anyhow, without apology, and somebody else to pay for it, how does that work? How am I responsible for you not protecting yourself? And don't give me that stuff. Well, okay, now you're blaming it all on the woman. You're not blaming it on the man. I didn't say I didn't blame the guy. If he's going to have sex with somebody, then he hasn't figured out or found out or talked to them to find out that they're going to abort that kid if they get pregnant. That's on him. If he doesn't take precautions, that's on him and her. Remember, it takes two to have sex. Last I checked, anyway. So I'm tired about hearing about how it's, oh yeah, you don't blame it on the guy. Forget that number. Take that up with somebody else. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so Biden got into a little of a debacle the other day. Apparently he didn't just tell the guy that he had no problems with the Second Amendment. That he wouldn't try to take away his guns or his AK-40. What was he say? It was a 47, a 48, 49, whatever it was. He gave the wrong number. Now, Biden, again, he lied to the worker. He claimed that he never said he would take away guns. And last August, he pretty much said exactly that. This, again, I always joke with you guys. I said, this is exactly why they hate the interweb. Because, they can't ever hide from it in total. Right, this stuff comes out, and we can find the videos as I did here, and take a watch, take a listen, whatever you want to call it. Ready? I don't know. Be nice if we had volume on. Went in.
Buy an assault weapon that has multiple rounds, or buy an assault weapon that has 100 rounds. Even though,
first of all, does anyone have an assault weapon that has a clip that'll hold 100 rounds? Seriously.
It may not. You can't point to the fact that it, in fact, had stopped it before. Do you want more of them on the street? Do we want to do that?
So to gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns.
Bingo. You're right if you have an assault weapon. The fact of the matter is they should be illegal, period. Look, the Second Amendment doesn't say you can't restrict the kinds of weapons people can own. You can buy an assault weapon.
But the Founding Fathers, if they wanted to restrict anything, they had the option to do it. That's number one. Number two is, if you want to change it, Joe, there is a process that our Founding Fathers put in place for that. It's called an amendment. So put it on the table. Let the American people vote for it. Do it by the process set forth by our Fathers. You, all of a sudden, the Democrat Party, in the last 4 years, they have found the Constitution. They have found some kind of copy of the Constitution that they use. Not the right one, but whatever. You cannot change constitutional law with an executive order. Okay? Do it the right way. Do it with an amendment, and you'll get your way. You'll get what you're looking for. You'll get the American people to speak, and they'll decide for real whether they want you to restrict them from the guns they can have. And again, I go back to what I said before. Do you not think that our founding fathers, do you think they were so stupid that if they wanted to restrict your guns, the type of guns you could own, would they not have put it in while they were writing it? This is what I love about these people. Like, the founding fathers are brilliant enough to put it all together, but not brilliant enough to put safeguards in place. They knew it. They knew that we were going to screw things up. That's why they made it possible, but very hard for you to change the Constitution. You know, they keep telling, they keep wanting to sell you the story that President Trump could care less, you know, about the, you know, the forest, the trees, the water, the whatever. This one went by at 100 miles an hour, which I got the biggest kick out of. Nobody really played it up much. You've got crickets from the green groups as Trump makes U.S. global leader, makes the U.S. the global leader in emission reductions. Right? Nobody ever talks about how bad China and India and those places are. They all just talk about America having to do its part. How about everybody do their part? How about that? Why are we always the one that have to be first, that have to suffer the most pain? Under President Trump, the United States led the world in reducing carbon dioxide emissions in 2019. But you won't hear Greta Thunberg talking about that, I'm sure. International Energy Agency data released earlier this month, it showed that the U.S. emissions dropped by almost 3% last year. Democrats? Said nothing. Not a word. Environmentalists? Nothing. I mean, we constantly have to hear how we have to change something now, change it now, change it now, or else, you know, you heard Bernie Sanders this morning. I want to know what Joe's going to do over the next 7 years to change things. What's he going to do? You just had, we just had a volcano burp. I think it was over in Europe. It's a burp, basically. And a scientist said that, it put more CO2 in the air. Right, and that burp, then we let go, and we could let go in 10,000 years with the, we're driving the cars on the freeway here in this country. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. You need to be part of the solution, okay? And I mean that sincerely. You got to go to the air. Email me, joe@therealside.com. You text us at TRS at 77222, TRS at 77222. I mean, it really, really, really. You got to get informed. Don't just engage. Get informed. Make sure you have a clue. You know, and I mean that sincerely. Because we don't want to be, we really, look at guys, we don't want to be like them. Right? We make fun of them for some of the comments they make and the things they do. We don't want to be like them. Anyway, let's go to Ed in Washington State. Ed, thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening and appreciate you calling. You there, Ed? Ed, you want to talk about genders, man. Don't leave me hanging. Hold on. Did something happen? Did I miss something here? There you go. Ed, you there? I need a college class on this thing. Anyway, Ed wants to talk about genders, but I don't know what happened. I must have put him to sleep.
No, you put me on hold.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. You know, Ed, I have to take a class on how to use this product because I'm not very good at it. Anyhow.
Colors.
You want to talk about... You're not for, like, genderless clothing in the stores?
No. My concern is, what about the underwear?
Yeah. There you go.
I mean, you know, I'd have to... I don't know if I can say that, but I got a nephew that could probably use a bra, I guess, because he's overweight. But,
too.
The fact of just starting with underwear. You know, who's going to decide what the fashion is for that? And but the other thing is, I wanted to talk about out of the womb abortions,
right?
That some of the states are considering.
Yeah.
The thing of it is, at what point can you not abort someone? Because I've seen some kids that could really use that adjustment.
Ed. Well, Ed, you know what's funny about this is what's funny about all this, okay? In New York City, or New York, they're trying to, I think they already did, pass a law that, abortion on demand anytime, and if the baby, and they're still calling it a fetus, which is ridiculous, survived the abortion and made it, through the 9 months, they still have the option to kill it because it's not supposed to be born. That's the rationale behind it. It's still the mother's choice. And yet, Governor Cuomo now is fighting, what? Capital punishment. You can't smoke enough dope to have that make sense.
Well, that doesn't make sense because that was a really good tool to use when you wanted to get information out of an associate to remind them that if they didn't give up information that you were working on a particular person, that, that they could easily be facing the death penalty if they don't, because we could start looking at you as maybe possible an accomplishment or an accomplice. And that was a pretty good tool when you needed information out of somebody who's being reluctant.
Now, what bothers me the most about all of this stuff is that they're trying to get you to believe that there's absolutely no difference between male and female. Absolutely none.
Right.
And that is so not true from a medical standpoint, from an emotional standpoint, from even a biological standpoint. So they're not helping anybody. Anyway, Ed, thanks for the call. Appreciate your time. I'm going to go back to my crickets story with Donald Trump, President Trump. Because I really am, I love it. Every time he signs something that maybe gives more hunting rights, more drilling rights along those lines, the left goes out of their mind. But now that we've, under his presidency, under his leadership, we've reduced carbon emissions by 3%, pretty much more than any other country. They're not saying anything. Not a word. When he approves drilling for more oil, they're going to go out of their minds, yet we still, carbon emissions are still down. And he'll get no credit for it whatsoever. Absolutely none. And really what that does for you, me, whoever, is show you how dishonest they really are. They're not really interested in the truth. They're not interested in getting the real story out there. They just want to get their story out there. Really, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-553. And a lot of people don't believe that these stories come out of California. You have to laugh, right? I also didn't finish the story about Newsom with him, his $21 billion budget surplus. And I started telling you guys that basically what he has done is he's pushed down these mandates to schools, counties, cities, and others that would force the schools, for instance, to pay for medical care, mental and physical in some cases, to children that go to school, to the students that go to school there. And that's great and wonderful, except that the state used to pay for it. They don't pay for it anymore. Now you have to do it. No, you have to provide the services, and you have to pay for it. So the surplus was not built on the great job he was doing in saving taxes and saving this. I think I told you earlier he stole $5 million from the transportation fund because, again, he knows better. Right? This fund was supposed to be used to rebuild, dams, waterways, bridges, roads. But you know what he needed it for? He more needed it to make sure that illegals could stay in this country, so he's paying for their legal fees, and to make sure that anybody in college that wants an abortion can get an abortion. Really. Now he's saying that he has all this extra money, yet he's been trying to pass bonds, which are taxes, to rebuild some of our schools and do other things like that. Well, if he's got the money, what's the problem? Why do you need to pass a bond? Use the money that we have. And he's got it out of control. Most of the legislators do not agree with the budget he put forward. Way too aggressive. Spending money in the wrong areas. A strong budget, according to the article, is good for K-12 schools and community colleges. They'd receive $80 billion. Well, how do you receive $80 billion when you have a surplus of $21 billion? These dollars attached to real people's lives, said the new governor as he introduced a $209 billion budget. It includes $144 billion for the general fund. California's economy is still strong. I mean, if it's so strong, why do you keep passing? Why are you continually passing tax increases? We have the highest gas tax in the country. So I don't understand it. And now you're looking to get more taxes from homes. You're trying to get a homeowner, a poor homeowner, trying to pay off their house and live and enjoy their life. And you want to tax them at a higher rate. Some of the money's going to go to a $3 billion in pension relief to school districts, many of which are struggling to meet the required cost. The reason they're struggling is because what's happened at the state level is they've guaranteed a 7% return on their investments for these pensions. Nobody is getting a 7% return. Nobody. And when it doesn't come in at the number it needs to come in at, the school districts who have no say in it, the cities who have no say in setting that 7%, they have to pick up the extra money. So whose fault is that? $500 million for local shelter expansions and other homeless services. Why? They let it get out of control. Let them pay it out of their own pockets. Let them cut their own salaries to make up the money. A $1.4 billion boost for higher education to support increased enrollment and tuition, a tuition freeze. Well, the increased enrollment are illegals. We all know it. Everybody who lives here knows it. There's extra services that need to be provided. People who haven't paid into the tax system are going to get to go to school for free, basically. I don't know how that works. I don't know why more of you aren't out of your minds upset with this. $305 million additional funding to thin the forest, cut fuel breaks, fund controlled burns, and other methods of reducing fire. About time. But Governor Newsom has had a surplus for quite a few years. Not the 21, but he had $15 billion a few years back. Why didn't he do it then? A doubling of the state's earned income tax credit, renamed a working families tax credit to $1 billion. It will help poor families with young children by providing a $500 credit for 400,000 additional families. Nearly $200 million in general fund dollars. Now listen, do you know most of those families? Not all of them. Not 80%. I want you to think about where most of those families come from. Are they paying into the system? Prove it to me. Nearly $200 million in general fund dollars to expand Medi-Cal, available to about 138,000 undocumented immigrants. Hello. It's not going to be. Come on. We all know it's going to be a heck of a lot more than $200 million, right? Anybody buying the $200 million? Raise your hand. I want to see. I want to see the stupid people. It'll be a heck of a lot more than $200. I mean, just L.A. County alone spends three, four, five times that in what they have. One county. Show me, see your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're going to talk about dope and vaping in the next hour. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Real Side.